Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of April, Confessing Our Faults. Many people claim to walk in the light of the Word. However, their engagement with the Word and in the content of their conversation in agape settings reveal otherwise. For example, some people often prioritize their own devotional focus or burden as they reflect with their spouse or friends. Others commentate on the Word, communicating their own recollections of notable point or their reflections on a point that they believe is relevant to their life. Often these expressions are nominated as their testimony. However, this is not the speech that establishes fellowship. Improving the focus and content of our conversations does not inevitably lead to fellowship in the light. The most basic foundation of fellowship is confession. Confession is the expression of the truth in the light of the Word. It requires illumination and is the fruit of our conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment as the Word, by the Spirit, makes a breach upon our heart. In this regard, confession involves giving an account. We are first directed by the Scriptures to confess our faults to one another. As James wrote, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." Similarly, the Apostle John taught, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." By directing us to confess our sins, James and John were not advocating confidential confession with a clergy figure. The expectation of confidentiality is by definition a desire to keep matters in the dark. However, they also were not suggesting that we engage in self-assessment and self-recrimination in relational settings. Rather, we are to confess our faults to one another in the contexts in which our sin, which is illuminated to us by the Word, has impacted upon those with whom we live. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 16, verse 8, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, James chapter 5, verse 16, and 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. For further study, James chapter 5.